paw dogs.
Okay. Dog irons or whatever.
Right now, that's a lot of people call them dog irons or fire dogs or fire irons. There's just a lot of different names for them. And the little thing over it, over the fireplace where you put a lamp or a clock or something is the
mantle.
Okay. And back when you used to burn wood in the fireplace and you wanted the fire to go all night long, you might put a big what back in the back to burn all night.
Put a we call it back stick. Pretty good size log back there.
And it'd burn all
and let it get good and hot while we're sitting around tonight. And don't let your real fire stay up close to it. It'll burn up for the night. Let your main fire come back, but let a little live coal, hot coal be next to it, and it'll just kind of smother them over there.
They used to call it banking the fire.
And it would be, all you had to do was just blow on it a little bit the next morning.
Stir it up.
Get the ashes off of it.
Catch up and start burning.
Did you ever have to heat a house by a fireplace?
Heat a house properly?
Yeah.
Raised on it.
Were you? What about the little wood that you might use to start a fire with?
Kindling. Excuse me.
What about the stuff that you get on your hand, if you get it up in the chimney or something, you'd get it covered with what?
Soot.
All right. And what about a long dry spell in the summertime? Farmers get worried because they're afraid they might have a what? You ever hear it called just a dry spell or maybe a drought? Or?
Yes, I've heard it called both.
Okay. Let's see. What about a real heavy rain that doesn't last very long, but just comes down real fast and real hard? What would you call that? Or what terms might you hear around here for it?
Sometimes call it a water spout.
Okay. Sometimes they call it a gully washer or a
flash flood.
Flash flood. Okay. That's when I guess they call it that because I've seen it do it. It rains so hard that it doesn't have time to soak in. It just runs right off.
It's And we've had that yet, Austin.
What about a storm where you have lightning and everything like that? What would you call that?
You call it an electric storm.
Okay. And at night in the low places sometimes this kind of mist rises up out of the ground and call that what?
Fog.
Okay. You might say, I could hardly see across the road. It was so
foggy.
Okay. You might say if it gets cold enough, the water in the pipes might what?
Freeze. Pipes might burst. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Do you ever have that? I guess it gets colder up here than it does down in South Alabama. A good
7
bit.
Degrees, yes, sir.
Did the ice storm, the hard freeze hit you over in this part of the country back last
yes,
winter?
Yes, sir.
Everything?
Everything forever. It froze, yes, sir. We had a...
That, you know, that got all the way down. I drove down to Mobile, and that just about ruined them down there in South Alabama. They weren't prepared to, they didn't know how to handle that kind of weather, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this got out of plums, peaches, and apples.
This has really been a bad year. Everything seems like everything that can happen.
This has been one of the strangest springs I have ever known.
Mm-hmm. I know I was over near Scottsboro, and they had, it's about 2 weeks apart, they had two bad tornadoes over there, around Gurley or that little area over in there. And it's been crazy weather. What do you call this, like this room of a house is called a what?
A living room.
Okay. And the room where you cook your meals is the?
Kitchen.